St. Andrew, whose feast day is celebrated today, was the humble fisherman and brother of St. Peter, our first pope. St. Andrew evangelized for the faith in the area around Greece. Now, at the time of their first meeting, when Jesus called the humble fishermen to follow him, these two brothers, Peter and Andrew, immediately left their boat and their father. There was no indecision. There was no deliberation. Both Peter and Andrew left behind much of value, yet in their decision to follow Christ, they lost their desire for earthly possessions. They would be served well by this virtue of detachment, which helped them to stay at Jesus' side throughout the difficult times that were to come. After the death and resurrection of Jesus, all the apostles faced persecution, and St. Andrew was no different. When Andrew would not bow down before the Roman gods, they threatened him with a crucifixion like Christ. Because crucifixion was an especially cruel and painful death, those who faced it often lost their minds from fear. Threatened with this extremely painful and cruel experience, St. Andrew stood confidently before the instrument of his death and exclaimed, "O good cross, made beautiful by the limbs of Christ, so long desired, now so happily found." St. Andrew was crucified on the cross, but it was turned on its side so as to look like an X. Those who wanted St. Andrew dead did this to mock the Catholic faith and the crucifixion of Jesus. During the 10th century, St. Andrew's relics were brought to Scotland. To honor him, the Scottish flag was designed with a prominent X to signify the crucifixion of St. Andrew. The Scottish flag carries that most prominent X today. This is Father Doug Brown, chaplain of AM 1260 The Rock and pastor of Mary Queen of Peace in Cleveland.